This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:37 a.m. You are listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Wong Xiaoning and Keith Kam. Now, in half an hour, we have the opening bell where we check out how Bursa Malaysia begins the trading day. There's another new listing today on the ACE market. It's Top Mix Berhad. They're a company that does wood panels, among other things. IPO price is at 31 cent. We'll see where they go on Gong Day. But before that, we're turning our attention to the impact of subsidy rationalization on the fuel market. So as the government prepares to undertake the complex process of subsidy rationalization, it's proactively developing measures to mitigate the impact, particularly within critical sectors such as transportation.
So previously, the Treasury Secretary General Dato' Johan Mahmud Merican initiated consultations with leaders in the logistics industry to craft a targeted diesel subsidy program that is being rolled out. So hauliers will have the opportunity to apply for a fleet card, facilitating continued access to subsidized diesel post implementation.
Additionally, they can seek subsidized diesel through My Subsidy Diesel System administered by the Domestic Trade and Cost of Living Ministry. So how might the dynamics of this fuel market shift as a result of these subsidy rationalized efforts? And as for retailers, will they stand to benefit from this initiative?
So for reactions to the targeted diesel subsidy rollout, we turn to Dato' Khairul Anwar Abdul Aziz, the president of the Petrol Dealers Association Malaysia. Dato', good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Could we start off with getting your reactions to the introduction of new systems like the My Subsidy Diesel and Fleet Card programs? Does this help make the subsidy rationalization, does it mitigate the impact for those who need it?
Thank you for having me and good morning. I guess first let me talk about the targeted subsidy as a whole. We understand the government wants to do this, of course, because the single biggest line item in the budget for subsidy is our product, retail product, and it went as high as 50 billion during the peak of the Russian and Ukraine war. But at the same time, like the public, we prefer blanket subsidy to be implemented. Nevertheless, we have come to terms to this, and then we are getting ourselves prepared. So when it comes to the My Subsidy system, it's actually a platform by KPDN to get companies to register their vehicles to be eligible for targeted subsidy. They are having teething issues right now, so we're getting some complaints that when they check eligibility, it's eligible, but when they try to register, then it's not eligible and so on and so forth. So the system is there. It's actually good, but I hope the government can overcome these teething issues so that before the implementation, everybody that's eligible have already been registered so that they can actually register with the fleet card of the oil companies. Coming to the fleet card itself, I mean, I've been in this discussion since 2010. This is not the first government who wanted to do this. It's been 14 years since they've been wanting to do it, but for whatever reason, either political will or the price went down, so it never happened. So the fleet card as a mechanism, we believe that it's actually quite good. It's the most seamless mechanism that we can think of, and I think it was a good suggestion and a good mechanism to do it. Simply because as a consumer, when you come to buy petrol at our station, you use the fleet card, you don't have to make the payment there and then. Fleet card, you can either be prepaid or postpaid customer, and when you pay the oil company, you'll pay at the subsidized price. So for example, you pay at 215, but the pump price is, we calculate around about 340, so they pay at 215, but the oil company will pay us at 340, so we get the full amount. And the only difference is that the oil company is the one that's going to be the buffer that actually claims the subsidy from the government. So postpaid or prepaid, they'll get a rebate to ensure that they pay at a lower price. And we, at the station, we get it at a full price. So not much of an issue. And the process is already there. No new technologies introduced. So we are okay with that. But there are some drawbacks, major drawbacks to us.
Earlier you were alluding to the fact that there were teething problems in implementing the My Subsidy Diesel. Can I know what sort of consultations KPDN has had or is having with PDAM currently, and where is this heading?
Okay, the the My Subsidy doesn't really involve us per se. It's for the customers who want to register, get their vehicle to be eligible for target subsidy. But it will impact us, of course, because if the system is not running at its best and not all that are eligible were registered and successfully registered and got the fleet card when the implementation happens. So we are the frontliners. And those who are not successful in registering will vent their anger and frustration to us directly. Yeah. So that's one of the things that we're worried about. And also because we're worried that there'll be a lot of people who are going to ask us why are they not eligible. And we have to be the frontliners to explain this. And that's why we hope that the government actually give as much as possible, because there are four things that we're worried about. Number one is, of course, inflation. We know that inflation is fuel, the biggest by fuel. You know, it is also very much elastic. The demand and the supply is very elastic. So we are also very worried about the volume that we're selling. And number three, when the government actually decided to do it via the fleet card, though we think it's a very good mechanism, it's seamless for us, but what they did, since they did not consult us at the very start, they did not realize that this will create a very big cost to us. If you don't know, when you buy petrol or diesel at our station using electronic means, fleet card, credit card, debit card, and wallets, we absorb around about 1%. So if you pay 100 ringgit, we get 99. You see, so when they do fleet card, people move from cash, which have no cost to us, to fleet card, which have a cost of 1%. We already face another 1% of evaporation because we are liquid commodity. Whatever we buy, 1% evaporates. So that's 2% gone. And our cost is about 1.5%, but our margin is only 3%. So this implementation, if the automatic pricing mechanism is not changed, we are going to be selling at a loss.
But at the same time, Dato, do you not recognize that there is a need to actually do away with all this target, this subsidy? We can't continue down this path either, right? So as an association, are your members adjusting in terms of how they earn their revenue also? Because it cannot just be dependent on petrol sales, right?
Okay, so as I said earlier, we have come to terms with this because 50 billion ringgit, one line item as a cost for the government is too much. Yeah. We understand that. So we are going to be in support of the government's efforts. But I guess what we're trying to say is that, I mean, nobody wants to be selling at a loss. Per se. And it's just that the automatic pricing mechanism have not been changed forever. And it is not reflecting the dynamic changes in price coming up. So is that part have to be addressed. And then it's okay. Because overseas, people set their price on their own. So yeah. Whatever the percentages, the increase, they will pass it to the customer. We can't. That one is determined by the government. So that's where we want the automatic pricing mechanism to be changed and reviewed to reflect the current times. But coming back to that, we are in support of the government's targeted subsidy as a whole.
So I understand that hauliers will now have designated petrol stations for obtaining subsidized diesel. How do you think this is going to affect competition among retailers?
Okay, since this is on the fleet card. So the competition per se is on all company level. So right now, they are going all out to woo new customers and they're going all out to ensure that they are maintaining the existing customers. So the competition will be very, very stiff among all companies. For us right now, at the very start, we are helping the all company to do marketing to get people to come and choose our brand. For example, I'm under Petronas and I'm trying to ensure that people come and take the fleet card for Petronas. But every company are allowed to have two fleet cards so that whenever they go, if that particular brand is not there, at least they have a backup. But for us, the main thing is for us to ensure that the sales experience at the station is actually seamless and they want to be able to, they want to actually continue to be with us. That's one. And number two, we have to ensure that we try to go out and get people to register at the very start. But I guess another thing that is actually a concern is the system stability itself. If the system is not stable, then not much we can do. So that one is also on the oil company, because you can offer as much as you can, as attractive as you can, whatever packages, but if the system is not stable, then customer will start to run.
Dato', thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Dato' Khairul Anwar Abdul Aziz, the president of the Petrol Dealers Association Malaysia, talking to us about how the targeted subsidy for diesel could be rolled out. We're still waiting for that official implementation, but a lot of discussion on the impact that this could have.
So the pilot program has started, right? And I think there were six companies that are involved. But even then, like he says, right, they're at the front line. So a lot of logistic companies will say, you know, how do I get this fleet card? How do I register? And it seems like they're kings to the system. And there wasn't much discussion with the Petrol Association. So this is a very important part of the eventual rollout of any subsidy rationalization program. And, you know, we got to get it right from the get-go and no rewinds or U-turns, actually, if you ask me.
All right, 8:48 in the morning. We're going to head into some messages, but we will come back to discuss efforts to create more Malaysian unicorns through the KL20 Action Plan. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.